you take a, you got a peg in that barrel.
Mm-hmm.
You pull it out. Let it drain. That meat stay there all the time.
Really? What would drain out of there?
That salt and the cure, what you cured that meat with,
uh-huh.
That would come out of that peg.
Huh?
And you put that peg back and you stay there for a whole year.
Yeah. So what'd you call a part of a ham that you'd cut there, those ribs? You call
that's
it
a roast.
A side?
No, that's the part of the back leg.
Side?
No, back leg. You get your roast from your hog hind leg.
Uh-huh.
And you get from the front shoulder, you get 7 steaks. You heard about it, giving a 7 steak. Well, that's the front part of your hog. And the roast is the back part.
Okay. And what were those big teeth the hog had? They'd stick up?
That's a tarsal. I've been cut by that right here.
That was a
tarsal.
That was a hog's tarsal?
They fight each other with that. Blood leaks. And sometimes we had to break them off. Put something under there and hit that, you break a piece of glass.
Huh.
Couldn't fight them all with that.
Did you have any names for a hog that had grown up wild? You know, a hog that got out and grown up in the woods?
We call that a wild hog.
Wild hog? Okay.
There's two types of wild hog. One of them got a hair on his back, like an engine hair.
Yeah.
And the other one is just a stray hog from your house. And they have some pig in the wood.
Yeah.
And it becomes to be a wild hog.
What about, what would you feed hogs in? You call those things that you fed them in?
A trough.
Yeah.
That's a hog trough.
3 or 4 of them would be called trough what?
Still be your hog troughs.
Okay, all right. Now, you know the noise a calf makes when it began to be weaned? Can you tell me what they call that? When you began to wean a calf?
His legs?
No, the noise it made. What'd you call that when you had a calf, when you were weaning it from its mother?
The only thing that we use on a calf to wean him, we use a muzzle.
Yeah.
An iron muzzle, and you put it over his head.
Mm-hmm. And about the noise he would make, can you tell me, wouldn't he make a noise?
That is, I know.
He never used to bleat or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'd do something like that.
No.
Okay. What about what would a cow do during when it was wanted to be fed or something like that? The noise.
Well, you would call that bailing. My cow is bailing outside. He wants something.
Bailing.
It could be one of a bull.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna tell you that.
Yeah.
The ears just straight up.
Really?
And they bail all night. Mama, you gotta go and bail my bull.
Yeah. They say moo.
Yeah.
They say they moo or something?
Yeah, that moo. Oh, yeah. Sometimes them calf we cut up like this morning. There was one in the bailing out there.
Yeah. Okay. And you call it bailing?
Bailing.
All right. Now, what about a horse? During feeding time, a horse might make a gentle noise.
Like nickel.